Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And he was just talking about how sorry his coach is at Michigan.
No, no, he's sorry. I can't stand him.
Can I tell you?
I love you, Jim. I love that guy.
Bruh.
And then I really... Hey, look. I wouldn't even have a...
What a...
I'll be honest with you.
Sucker.
I'll be honest with you. Let me keep it a stack. I would be able to look past that if he was any good.
No.
He stinks. This guy's play calling. And I learned this year. I didn't even know this. I learned this year. He's supposed to be an offensive guy. This guy's terrible.
He's awful. Absolutely awful.
But damn, would it be funny if Ryan Day lost again?
That's what I'm rooting for. So, I said when you stepped out yesterday, one, what I was going to say to piggyback off today, I'm not even remotely excited for this game. This is the
Ohio State Michigan?
Yeah, this is the downfall. Not the downfall. This is the byproduct of the new setup.
Mm.
This game the game matters. I'm not suggesting it doesn't. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Jesse just said, it would be funny to see Ryan Day lose. Yesterday, I said, the next time Ryan Day loses to Michigan and doesn't win the national championship, he's fired. Mm-hmm. If he loses to Michigan on Saturday and loses in the national championship, he's fired. If he loses on Saturday and wins the national championship again, he lives to fight another day. Mm-hmm. But this game used to mean everything. Like last year, perfect example. Ryan Day goes into that game with that football team and loses. He's fired. They're on a whole different trajectory. It's over. Mm-hmm. There were people. It was so bad last year. There were people speculating, could Ryan Day win the national championship and be fired? I thought that was a real possibility. Mm-hmm. It's clear it's not. He can lose Saturday, win the national championship, and survive. But if he loses both, he's out.
Yeah, no, it's a killer. The college football playoff, and it's also when these teams, Michigan isn't in this boat, but when Ohio State is undefeated and as good as they are, they're not going anywhere with a loss. You know, anywhere out of the playoffs. With a loss last year, I think they had one loss. So there was a vulnerability.
Ohio State? Yeah.
There was a vulnerability to that team last year in that game. So them losing that was like, oh, man, they got two losses. Are they going to make it? If Oregon wins this, are they going to – like there was – that's where the drama came from. You don't have that this year. There's a little drama with Michigan trying to get into the playoffs. If they win, Ohio State can knock them out. But – yeah, the natural drama just isn't there.
Mm-mm.
This isn't there. I'm sorry, I got distracted just a second ago. I didn't know they had a game today.
Yeah, that's why it's up there on the TV.
I didn't know it was that game.
Yeah. Yep. That game is today.
Oh, man. We're talking South Carolina versus Duke. Yeah, that can go full
screen. Yeah, who you rooting for, buddy?
Huh?
Man, you a sucker, dude. I hope your Thanksgiving sucks.
I just want to see a good game with two people that I love, man. I just want to see a good game, man. And his family in South Carolina. So, you know, but his family in North Carolina as well. Never, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
look at Texas, boy. Texas about to get this one against UCLA. Yeah. Shout out Coach Corey.
But yeah, Michigan, Jerome Ward is a bum. He's a bum. He's a great recruiter, but he's a terrible play caller, which is probably more the case in college sports anyway. When you think, like, none of these guys are gurus with X's and O's in football and in basketball. Their job is to, they're salesmen. That's their job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Especially today. Yeah. Salesmen and accountants. you better have a money guy there as well. That's Saturday. That'll be Saturday's excitement, man. But there's a good slate tomorrow. Packers at Lions to start things off tomorrow morning, followed by the Chiefs and Cowboys, in which Jesse is dubbed the Loser Leaves Town match. And then you got the Bengals at the Ravens. Record-wise, that's not as enticing as the other ones, but the Ravens' run is enticing.
And
the way that they're playing.
And there's some implications there for Baltimore. More, I mean, Cincinnati's still technically alive. Joe Burrow's coming back, but I think there's just too many things that have to happen for them to get into that division championship conversation. But Baltimore, they're making a run right now. Now, they haven't played flawlessly, but they're winning the games. And even Lamar hasn't played like great. I think he's still trying to work his way back a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're angling towards peaking going into the playoffs. And it's an interesting proposition. They win a division, they'll get a home game. Which means you're a top four seed, which means you'll probably go up against, let's just say, the Patriots or the Colts in that second game. Potentially.
One of those teams is starting to feel a little scarier than the other.
The Pats?
Yeah. The Colts are starting to show a little. Oh, no, we'll see.
The Patriots, we'll see how the Patriots they bounce are good.
The Colts, we were talking about some of the Sunday games. Colts got a game Sunday. They got the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the Texans Sunday.
And that division is still up for grabs.
The whole conversation changes if the Texans win that game. And
CJ Stroud back, right?
It's looking like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he didn't play last.
Well, I was fooled by the Burrow tweets last week, so I have no clue.
Well, I think CJ was looking better last week, but they held him out so he could play this week, I believe.
That must have been the Joe Burrow thing, because, full day of practice for Joe Burrow on a Wednesday.
The Texans played on Thursday night last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they held him out of that game so he could play this week. I'm pretty
sure
CJ's
right.
Playing. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. I remember. They announced that.
Yeah.
They announced he's out Thursday, and then like an hour later said he'll be ready to go for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Was this 13?
Yeah. And they got the win, so that was crazy the way it lined up.
Yeah, that whole division changes if the Texans get this win.
Mm. The Patriots, I know you were kind of alluding to them. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Don't you like?
I don't know if they're. I like them. I think they're good, but I don't. They ain't really played nobody. The key is
Monday Night Football against the Giants, sir.
That's been like damn near the whole schedule.
Well,
that doesn't mean they're not good, but.
Fault. Beat Miami, Carolina. They beat Buffalo. They beat New Orleans. They beat Tampa Bay.
None of these teams are good.
Tampa New York, Bay, Cincinnati.
They went on a roll, which is impressive. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, good news for them. It's not going to get any worse.
I think they're better than this team, but they're kind of like the Bears of the AFC, which probably a year too early. Like, the record's great. You're probably going to win the division and all that, but I don't think you're going to really do too much damage in the playoffs. Like, I don't think of the Patriots the way I do the Broncos. Like, the Broncos can make it out the AFC, but I'm not sure the Patriots will.
I think the Colts are better than the Broncos. Or excuse me, better than the Patriots.
You if think they the played Colts each other, I think the Colts would
beat the Patriots. I'm
good with that.
And that's fine. Like Jesse said, the Patriots are probably a year early, maybe 2 years early. Like they,
Drake May's the truth, season. But they got. I think they got a little bit more on that offense still.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Jesse's assessment? Loser leaves town.
Cowboys, Chiefs.
Is the winner even in town?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If Dallas wins, I was talking to Kyle and James. I think we got to start taking them a little bit more serious as far as a wild card contender.
That will put them at 6-5, right?
6-5-1. That little sneaky 6-5-1.
6-5-1.
And the Chiefs, like, they'll still hang around, but if they lose, I think they're done. There's just too many tiebreakers and all that for them to overcome.
I'll flip that a little bit, and I think that if the Cowboys lose, they're done. If the Chiefs lose, I think they still got a shot. Because at 5-6, with the schedule they have remaining, they can still win 10 to 11 games.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
I got Denver.
It's soft. Denver's the toughest one. And rest is
Chargers
soft.
Are tough.
What about the Chargers. Texans? I feel like we just did this. No? The Texans got the same record.
Texans defense is crazy, but I'm not. I think the Chiefs are better than the Texans.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
At home, it's a ball too. Game, That's another thing I'm looking at.
You're at Dallas, then Texans are at Arrowhead, then you're at Arrowhead for the Chargers game, in Tennessee for the Titans, at Arrowhead for the Broncos, in Vegas for the Raiders. So all their tough games are at home.
That Kansas City-Houston game is going to be that's a big game.
That might be a loser lead town.
Yeah, that's a big game right there. The Cowboys. I feel like the Cowboys, they're even at 5-5-1, their hill to climb is steeper. You do have the situation with Detroit, because was it Detroit and Chicago that played two times, or Chicago, is that Green Bay?
Green Bay and Chicago.
Green Bay and Chicago have that. So you've got teams right there, and it would be so just poetic if it winds up being Green Bay and you have these two football teams that couldn't get a stop for an entire quarter. We'll come back. Let's come back. We'll talk some more football. We'll do some overreactions. Jake Gaden's going to join us at 1:45. And you said I have to ask you a question, so just footnote that.
It's a football question, too.
Okay, perfect. We'll do that when Dilo and Casey return here on ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
20. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here. 916-909-1320. TC, happy Thanksgiving, my brother.
Hey, happy. First of all, hold on, let me stop. What's up with my two brothers?
What's good with your big dog? How you doing, man?
He's got a formula. He can't say hello. He can't say happy Thanksgiving. He's got to get the catchphrase off. First. I got you.
I got to keep it original with my two bros, man. Seriously, though, man. My two brothers, happy Thanksgiving to y'all, man, and the family.
Likewise, yes, big dog.
Hey, I'm just on here. I'm not coming doom and gloom, right? It ain't really doom and gloom, because we all talking about trades. We all seen a report. And I get what you were saying a little earlier, D-Lo, on the whole, like, Zach, what was that, the Ja Morant situation? Mm-hmm. And it's two things, because I kind of want to go back what y'all was saying and kind of the insiders, because Kyle and everybody was out on Kyle Kuzma. And I think that me and Kenny, if I'm not right, am I right, Kenny? We the only ones kind of like in the Kyle Kuzma. You don't really like Kyle Kuzma, right, D-Lo? Or am I tripping?
In 2025, and I'm not trying to dismiss it, I don't care. Like, Kyle Kuzma with one more year left on his contract at 20, like, I feel like the Kings could probably do better than that, but I get you have to make deals work. Money has to work. You still save a ton of money if you do that. Like, yeah, it's fine, man. I don't care. I don't have no problem with Kyle Kuzma. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. So I was like, and they were saying they were out, and I'm like, isn't the main point right here? Like, we can't keep saying both things, Kingston. We can't keep saying, oh, we want to get rid of Zach LaVine, right? But then when you try to get rid of him on a trade, but like Kyle, everybody's like, no. So which one is it? Which one do we really want, Kings fans? So answer that question. And another one is, Domas, I'm over it, bro. I declare, I'm out. You keep talking. You keep wanting this. You keep – Scott Perry, let me back up. He should be the first person we should be trying to move. I know it was DeRozan and Zach, but get this guy out of town. I'm tired of hearing his mouth. I'm tired of hearing him cry. Bro, you got your coach that you wanted. You got the players you wanted. How many players do you need around you to be good, bro? You making all this money. All we asked you to do was shoot two or three more times, and you can't even do that. But you want to be the first person to start crying, talking about it ain't working, this and that. Bro, I'm over it, Domas. You act like you got 10 championships, bro. Get your ass out of town. Happy Thanksgiving, bro. I'm over that dude, man. He talked too much.
All right. Rackham, that was a good call.
Just to be clear, Domas didn't give a sit-down interview with anybody.
Sat down with Jim Gray.
I don't think any of that happened. But,
we need to get that one isolated. He talked too much.
That's funny. right as it was over, he got that last chair shot in there.
Now, can I say something about that situation with Domas?
Mm-hmm.
I think over the summer.
So can we provide the background,
the report we were talking about earlier
from Michael Scotto and Hoops Hype was that Domas maybe not necessarily satisfied with the way things are going in Sacramento, disappointed in the downward trajectory and disappointed in his usage rate. From head coach Doug Christie. Lots of disappointments for Domantas Sabonis. Mm. Buddy, join the goddamn club. I think I'm team TC on this one. I'm not get his ass out of here. I'm not. But if you want to have some conversations, if you want to talk, yeah, let's talk, because I think that dude is going to be in a perpetual state of unhappiness. Mm. And it's what I said. I'm disappointed we can't be with you tomorrow. Everybody's going to be with their families. They beat Phoenix tonight. I think it's fair to start asking some questions. Mm. If they beat Phoenix, let's bring full context to it. They beat Phoenix. We're talking 27, 28 plus assists. We're talking ball movement. We're talking Keegan Murray doing something in the vein of what he did the other night. I've got questions. I do.
I remember sometime during the summer when a report came out. I think it was the Seeking Clarity report. I think it was it was one of these things where it was like, well, reports have it, or, you know, people say that, you know, Sabonis is unsure, whatever they were saying, mm-hmm. right? It wasn't a quote. And Kyle came in and lit Sabonis up. And I came in and I gave him the benefit of the doubt and kind of defended him, saying, like, this isn't a quote. Like, he didn't say this. This is, we don't know where it came from. We don't know how many people away said this. This could have been something that he said in private to somebody he trusted, and then they ran and told Sam Amick or something like that, mm-hmm. right? Like, I kind of defended him in that situation. Bro, how does this stuff keep coming out?
Yeah.
It's never a quote from you, so we can't attribute it to you exactly. But how does this continue? And, like, I'm not going to keep giving you the benefit of the doubt when these type of reports continue to come out. And it's you needing clarity. It's you not happy with the offense. Not happy. What was it they were practicing. They weren't practicing enough or something. That was the other something ridiculous. And I gave you one mulligan. Mm-hmm. I said, you didn't say this, so I'm not gonna, you know, go in on you. But how do these things keep coming out about you specifically? At some point, I'm starting to believe it is intentional. Even though it's not a quote, you're trying to get your message out through your agent, through your media member or whatever. Like, you're trying to get a message across. And if that's the case, dog, you need to stop. You need to stop. Jesse said it earlier. Have some self-awareness. You've said it a number of different times. Have some self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not good enough. This is just you're not good enough to. You're not good enough to be this dissatisfied this frequently. We'll go Nation of Domination, Dwayne, and say, know your damn role. You have a role on this team. Your role is important. But again, if you want to perform like Shaquille O'Neal, you can act like this. If you want to perform like Nikola Jokic, you can act like this. You can't. With the way that you play right now and the amount of questions that we have about you, you can't do that. Sorry, dog.
Bro, this team is in the position that they're in now because it couldn't work with him. Like, you get to the playoffs and it's like, oh, wow, Kevon Looney has to back up 4 feet and he's useless. Kevin Herter and these guys can't hit threes. Oh, let's give it to the $45 million player. He'll put us on his back. No, he can't do that either. Mm-hmm. You can't build around him. He's not a player you can build around. He's a $30 million player. 35, whatever. He's not a 45 type where it's Devin Booker and those guys. He's not that guy. They're in this position because of him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and
go back to the playoff game, playing game against Dallas, too.
And, oh, that was...
Like, but it's been out there in the open. You don't build around him.
That playing game versus Dallas was 10 times worse than what happened in that 7-game series against Golden State.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, if this is who you are as a player, and that's just who you are, could probably deal with that. Wouldn't be happy, but we could probably deal with that. But you combine that with now 2-3 different reports of you having a problem. No, let's talk about the problem that we have with you. Like, if Sabonis was just who he was and quiet or a good leader and, like, hey, Mr. Positivity, or didn't say anything,
mm-hmm.
we just kind of let it ride. But every 2 or 3 months, we got to hear about a report about how you need clarity or you're not happy with what's going on. Yeah, we're not happy either.
Well, what's funny to me, I thought the funniest thing about what was written today from Michael Scotto was it's centered on him. Certainly the trajectory of the team was referenced, but it was made sure that his usage rate, oh, he's dissatisfied with that. And I'll say this, like, Nah, we heard things in the offseason that didn't add up as it pertains to Domas and how he felt about some of the offseason decisions. Mm-hmm. Again, if they're not strong enough for me to – we heard them are like, that doesn't make sense. Man, it sounds like there's some validity to it. Mm-hmm. And it feels like Domas's name pops up a lot in background conversations. Whether it's situations with Mike Brown, whether it's his feelings on coaches, players, particular things, it's like there's a lot of eagerness to tell us how Domantas Sabonis feels about something, mm-hmm. which leads me to believe that Domantas Sabonis has an eagerness to share how he feels about everything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why does this keep happening, man? Why do we keep hearing about your unhappiness or your what's going on with you? If you would just stick to trying to be a leader and get these guys out of it, I think we would, most of us, would probably overlook your shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, you talking about like, hey, man, I don't like this. I don't like that. I need clarity on this. Need clarity. All right, man.
I need clarity on why I see so frequently. Sorry for the visual bit, radio audience. I'm throwing my hands up in the air, looking around. Because I've never done anything wrong. I'm telling y'all that right now. I have never missed a play. I have never thrown the ball out of bounds. I've never missed a shot because I missed a shot. Everything that has happened on the floor is because either the officials didn't call a foul or my teammate didn't do what they were supposed to do. And Jesse says, watch that Dallas game. That Dallas game is a bitch. That playing game is bad.
That's great you rebound. That's great you dish the ball. You get assists and all that. Like, if you're going to be the guy, you need to be able to put the ball in the hoop and carry the team on your back. And he's not that guy.
That man, and I'm sorry to pile on him, that man single-handedly ended that game. From Devin Carter's greatest moment as a professional basketball player to a four-possession stretch. Game over.
Mm-hmm.
Game over.
So, yeah, like, you're tired of all that, man. We're tired of you seeking clarity. Like, what are you doing to better the situation? What are you doing to help fix this situation? That's what I want to know. I'd say that about Domas. I'd say that about anybody on that roster that is complaining. Before, I'm not saying you shouldn't have your gripes or frustration. Like, I get that.
Sure.
But before you even come to me with that, what are you doing to try to help the situation?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to try and better the situation to get this team out of this rut? Let's make sure we're locked in on that. What could you be doing better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's your weaknesses or your missteps? And once we get that out the way, now let's talk about, all right, but at the same time, others are doing this. And it's like, all right, we can have that conversation. But I don't know, man. It's just always about what somebody's doing to him.
Will Z hit us with a line. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you both read the report as well. The line Michael Scotto used said was Domantas Sabonis is unhappy with his usage from head coach Doug Christie. That was the line, right? Mm-hmm. Will Z says his usage rate is higher this year than any of his full seasons with the Kings. All right, man. All right. He shows flashes of being brilliant. He had a brilliant stretch with De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He has, and this isn't revisionist history because I was very sternly yelled at for this. His frustrations aren't new. Hey, man, can you give me a little bit more? Oh, I guess not. Okay. So this is literally your ceiling. Okay. I mean, Doug. I'm watching one thing and one thing only when Domantas Sabonis returns, and that's Keegan Murray. if Keegan has a games, a stretch where it looks like what we saw, and maybe it's not the 26 points, where we saw aggressiveness, where we saw going to the basket, where we saw him scoring on multiple levels. If that's the norm and Domas comes back and that changes, y'all have been directing your anger at the wrong people. And I know James, who will be with us in about 90 minutes, sat right there and said, well, I need more than just DeMar DeRozan to say that this is his team. Because DeMar DeRozan said that. That he was asked, and before the question was even finished about what Keegan being out there meant, he interrupted and said, it's huge. It's everything. This is his team. DeMar acted on Monday night as if this was Keegan Murray's team while still being effective. It's not like DeMar wasn't cooking. It's not like DeMar didn't go to the foul line 14 times. It's not like DeMar DeRozan didn't shoot the ball 16 times. He did all of that. And still said, this is key. I know no one knows this. DeMar led the team in scoring. Keegan's 26 and 14, 15, 16. That was terrific. DeMar did, in fact, lead the team in scoring. And still, in the post-game press conference, said, this is his team. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I trust DeMar. I trust DeMar in that sense.
Yeah.
I'll be very curious to see what Keegan Murray looks like when Domantas Sabonis returns.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the usage rate and everything else like that, and how the offense runs. We've talked about it before. It may not be exactly how it was or how you like it or anything like that. You're gonna just stop being effective. You're gonna stop doing what's needed to make this team as good as they can possibly be. If you're still, you know, working through that and the team is no good, nobody's saying it's your fault, but I don't know. They had struggles when the ball went through you too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they had some issues then as well. And, the more frustrating thing for me is, like, this stuff continues to get out.
Let's hit some of these comments here. Jay Hardaway, I mean, Sabonis was an all-star before he got traded to the Kings. LOL. Y'all got to stop using that LOL. I swear it's the most played thing out there. But wasn't he an all-star with the Kings? Mm-hmm. Or just an all-NBA player with the Kings? Because I'm pretty sure he did it twice.
Yeah, he was all-star.
So it's not like he came here and died.
And he's not a – he's not a bad player. He's still a good ball player. Look, his leadership skills are what's in question for me right now.
Oh, his leadership skills are ass. But let's go to RP now. I'm sorry, I can't get down with the Domas hate. This team is not built properly with the horrendous spacing. We need Domas to do what he does best. Full pause right there. Please explain to me what Domas does best. That's what I would like to know. I'm going to give you a chance to answer. I mean, RP, you out there. Just hit the text. We need Domas to do what he does best. What's that? And then he says Domas signed the contract that was given to him. No one's faulting Domas for signing anything. But when you talk about the structure, this team has to be built properly. Domantas Sabonis is not the guy you build a team around, especially when every shot he has to take has to be perfect. And if that means it's 10 shots, then that's 10 shots. If it means it's 15, it's 15. But they have to be perfect, and he will not push to be more effective or aggressive on the offensive end. We've begged for it since the Beam Team year, and he hasn't done it. He sure as hell isn't going to do it now.
And let's just also be real about what we're seeing from Domas. He hasn't improved his game. He hasn't improved. It's actually gotten worse. His shooting has gotten worse in the last couple of years. The three-point shooting is abysmal this year. The shot is broke. Is I don't know what. Like, he's got an obligation to improve or at least maintain what he was able to do during those Beam Team years. He hasn't done it. And that ain't got nothing to do with the roster. I don't know. I 100% believe he's working on his game. I just don't know what he's working on where all these things are just plummeting. Mm. How is, like I said, I don't know how the shot has just taken a dive. He still won't take consistently a 15-foot jump shot, which was a problem in the first round series against the Warriors. That was clear. That's one of those things where it's like, yo, this is your weakness. Yeah, they got you. They got you, you know, to a certain degree. In the summer, we're going to work on that to make sure that's not a weakness of yours. And it's not only not become a strength, it's gotten worse.
Remember the celebrations over his 41% three-point shooting? And mind you,
how many threes per game was that?
2.2.
Thank you. Thank you.
2.2. This year, by the way, it's 1.8. So it's gone down. Anyone know the percentage?
28.
I'll go 27. 28. I'm going to undercut him.
Hey. Point for Jesse.
Yeah. Hell, bro. He was going to say, nah, wait.
It's 20.
I said 27.
Also, sit down. This isn't a game. There's no music
doesn't
playing.
Count.
There's no stats.
Doesn't count.
Will's not. Yeah, he's shooting 20% from three.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Not a bad player, but he's not a top
he's
two
not
guy.
Bad, he's not a bad player.
He's, but he's not a top two guy you build around.
No.
It's and clear. If I got to hear about why he needs this, that, and this to be perfect, then great. That's great. He's not a franchise player.
And his production surely hasn't been good enough on both sides of the ball where he can be complaining.
Yeah, like, definitely
we need a... We need a floor spacer and a three-point shooter, and you've gone down 20% in the last 2 years from beyond the arc. Bro, what are you complaining about? Complain about yourself.
Meanwhile, your shot attempts at 13.2, pretty much what they've been his entire career. The most amount of shots Domantas Sabonis has ever taken in a season is 14.6 per game. This is a player that Monty McNair decided was worth $48 million and that you were centering the build of your franchise on.
And once again, this is the reality of the situation. We talk about this all the time. You signed that contract, which nobody is faulting you for, but there's responsibilities and obligations that come with that. The way that you played before isn't good enough. It's not going to – this is what I say constantly about the difference between a Caruso and a DeMar DeRozan. Like, yeah, Domas, it's cool that you're getting 13 and 12 rebounds. That's cool. Bro, you're making 48.
Mm-hmm.
I need 17 at least.
Mm-hmm.
I need 22 on the regular. That's the responsibility – of having a franchise on your back and having that status with that contract.
This is the frustration of having this is the issue right here. Because whether you think Monty McNair and or Wes Wilcox, that front office, were good at their job, isn't relevant to this to the situation that the Sacramento Kings faced last year. Because if you believe Domas was your guy, the belief was that Domas and De'Aaron was your duo. Mm-hmm. Whether that was reality, that's what they believed.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a general manager who can't hold a conversation with his players, when you have leadership that doesn't have a rapport with their players, what did those players do? They all skipped that middle management and went straight to the boss. They're like, why am I going to tell Monty McNair I don't like Doug Christie? Why am I going to tell Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox that I don't like the way this offense is running? They're nothing in the grand scheme of things. I don't even know them. I can't have a conversation. F that. I'm just going to go tell Vivek. And player after player after player went and told Vivek something that influenced what wound up happening with this franchise. From the coaching to the result of that firing and the reaction from the star player to the star player being traded. It was all a domino effect because that middle management group was just that. They were the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin. That's what Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox were.
Yeah.
Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute were running this organization.
Good call.
And everybody went to
Pam.
David.
David Wallace.
David Wallace. Yeah. Everybody went to David
Pam,
Wallace.
But it was,
yeah. No one. We'll come back. John really is in Connecticut. It's Jake Gayden. He's kind enough to join us while he's away. We'll talk to Jake live, I think, from his childhood home next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Shout out to our man Colston. Just hanging out watching.
Hey, we love you, Colston. We love you, dog.
We welcome in Jake and Alice Gayden live from Connecticut. Jake is in his family home getting ready. How many acres is the Gayden plot of land on? Are we talking like 10? Do you have a pond, a forest behind you? Like, what's it look like out there? And what part of Connecticut is it?
Now, how close are you to Greenwich?
So let's start here, guys. It's called the Gayden Estate. It's not the residence.
My mistake.
Let's get this right. All right. We are also maybe like less than a mile from the water. Of the Connecticut River. I live in Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
Old Saybrook. Okay. I lived in Groton for a few years, which is such a horrible name for
Groton?
A city.
What's wrong with these people? Why were they?
Yeah. Old Saybrook gorgeous, though.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's fantastic during the summers. The winter, not much going on out here. Groton, by the way, I think the ladies have a U.S. submarine base there. Still a big area and right by Rhode Island. No, it's we had a nice view of the Connecticut River, right by the water, life's great out here in the Connecticut residence. Right. So, how far am I from Greenwich? I would say like an hour from Greenwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Old Saybrook's not really close. It's closer to the Rhode Island side, right? The Rhode Island side than
My next question. How far away are you from Bridgeport?
Still
far away.
Yeah, he's safe enough.
I would be going to Bridgeport. If anywhere, we're going to New Haven. All right, New Haven is my spot. 25 minutes away, best pizza in the United States by far. And
shout out New Haven.
Has some great places to go visit.
Yeah, shout out New Haven.
I think the only thing I ever did in New Haven was get on the train.
Yeah, it's probably right.
Yeah, to get to Penn Station.
That's where Yale is. Is that where?
Yeah.
That was in New Haven.
Yeah. Mike Tebow and his wonderful family lived in Old Saybrook. I spent a lot of time there.
Did you see UConn played at the Mohegan Sun the other day?
No.
When they played Michigan.
I didn't.
Okay. I'm going How far to UConn is that? On Friday, by the way. Yeah. What?
Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan's like 25-30 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice spot. It's a really nice casino. Michael Jordan's restaurant is there, the steakhouse. It's dope. When they do the Hall of Fame stuff, they always go through Michael Jordan's restaurant at the casino.
No, Mohegan knows how to do a tournament. They really do. And it's unfortunate because, like, WNBA wise, I wish the Connecticut Sun got some more love, but it is what it is. Like, they had a better product, maybe more consistent, better product. More people would show up, but the Mohegan Sun's a great, great basketball area.
I think it's one of the it's a tough audience because of it's a casino crowd. Like, you go to Connecticut, or at least when I was there, you went to a Connecticut Sun game. I don't know there's a stat for the oldest fan base in the league, but I know Connecticut had it. Like, they would, hey, could you guys turn the music down? You know, the little bump, bump, bump. It's too loud.
Stop.
Like, oh, my God. Stop. Oh, my God.
By the way, Jake doing this hit while he could literally be in the TD Garden getting ready for tip-off. An early 5 p.m. out there, 2 p.m. tip-off about to happen. Pistons Celtics.
Pistons looking for 13 straight or 14.
I think it's 14.
Hey, okay. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to MSG on Friday. We're going to go see UConn take on Illinois and Andre Stojakovic.
Oh, that's a good look. There you go.
That's a good look.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a real good look.
Don't worry, Kenny. I got courtside seats for you. Don't worry.
Not for me. I mean, for you. I ain't got nothing to do with courtside seats. That's all you.
Courtside Kenny. That's a thing.
Jake, we were talking about the Sacramento Kings when your video chat went live a few minutes ago, and we were sharing some of our frustrations with Domantas Sabonis. The Kings have won two in a row. Like, that's terrific. Kings have won two straight. Love that. But, you know, we saw the Hoops Hype report today from Michael Scotto about, maybe Domas isn't necessarily thrilled with the trajectory of the Kings and maybe the way that Doug Christie is using him. And I think a lot of fans have grown frustrated with Domantas Sabonis over the course of the last year or so.
Yeah, I would agree. I've kind of got increasingly frustrated with Domas as well, because I think he's a great player, but it's been proven over the past year that he's not a 1A on a team.
Mm-hmm.
He's maybe a 1B or a 1C on the team. And on top of that, with Sabonis, is everything that you have wanted the organization to do over the past year and a half to better your career, they have done, and you still haven't gotten better, and you still want to complain. So my frustration with Domas is, like, he either be the solution or just be quiet. One of the two. Because if you continue just to complain, it's not going to get you anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the problem that I have with Domas, especially when we're going to ask him next week or when he comes back, like, hey, is any of these reports are true? And all he's going to give us back is, I support our teammates, I support Doug, yada, yada, yada. It's like, don't be two-faced with us. Like, let's be straight up. Let's be honest with here. Either you're happy with the situation or you're not happy with the situation. And if you seriously think that if you get the ball in your hands more, the team is going to be better, well, that's great to hear. But right now, that team is not built the way you want it to be to work like that. Mm-hmm. If we had a bunch of shooters, yeah, of course, let's have a DHO game like what they had 2 years ago with the Beam team. But that's not what the team is made of. There's also, there's spacing issues with Domas out there. And on top of that, like, he's not gotten any better. Like, we talked about it earlier a couple weeks ago. His shots are just not great. Mm-hmm. And, like, his three-point percentage down this year. His rebounding hasn't been great. And how about this? His defense is still average. One thing I'll tell you the difference is this. Keegan Murray has the right to – if Keegan Murray wanted to come out and complain and be frustrated with what's going on, so be it. You want to know why? Because Keegan has gotten better every single year in his game. Name one thing that Domas has done over the past 3 years other than shoot more threes and get a higher three-point percentage that he has elevated his game. He's been very consistent. He picks up his double-doubles because of a stat sheet. He's able to be able to run the offense and basically be a second point guard to the team. But he doesn't get any better on the defensive side of the ball. And that's probably the biggest knock that he's had in his game. So my frustration, again, with Domas is until you're the solution, shut your trap.
And, you know, look, I've never been in these situations, so maybe it's easier said than done. But if I was Domas and I didn't say any of this or I didn't, I would let it be known, look, this ain't got, I don't know where you're getting this. This isn't anything that I said. If you want to know exactly what's going on, I'll tell you, or I won't tell you directly for me, but it's not going to be me talking to somebody else and getting things leaked to the media and leaked to the public. That's how I would address it. And him just like saying, oh, you know, I'm here to support this thing. That's not even answering the question that could potentially be asked. Like, do you feel this way? It's a kind of a yes or no situation.
And that's the frustrating part, because I think the only time when we interview Domas, I think Domas is not a great interview. Now, he's willing to do it on a consistent basis, which I really do appreciate as a media member. But his answers are usually just blowover answers, right? There's nothing concrete out of him. The most concrete answer that I've ever got from him in my 3 years of covering him is at the end of the year last year when we asked what went wrong. And before Jeremiah Samuelson could even finish the question, he said we needed a point guard. That was the most honest, direct thing I've heard out of Domantas Sabonis' mouth in the 3 years he's been here. So I think more honesty and more directness is something that we'll need from him to be maybe validate some of the issues that he has. But if you just scapegoat it with some of the la-di-da type stuff that he's been saying over the past 3 years of being a good teammate, you know, we're going to try hard, we got to fix some things, we're going to, you know, talk internally, et cetera, like, I don't want the cookie cutter answer. I want the real Domas and how you feel. And then maybe we can give some validity to some of the issues that you're having because you point out X, Y, and Z in your answer. But until you give that answer, like, man, your actions speak louder than your words. And right now the actions don't qualify for what you're complaining about.
What did you think about the, I guess, revelation that the Sacramento Kings inquired about Ja Morant?
Not surprised by that. Same thing they did last year with Trae Young. They're going to inquire on all these guys. But like as Sam Amick put in the article a couple days ago, and what I've continuously gotten through my sources, is it's still an evaluation period for this team. They're still trying to see what moves make sense. There's nothing permanent or 100% direction of what they're going to be taking moving forward. Do I think everyone's on the table other than Keegan Murray, Mee Clifford, and Maxine Raynaud? Absolutely. That doesn't mean they trade everybody, though. Like, I still think, you know, DeMar DeRozan, as we've talked about, is probably the most clear-cut guy to be given or to be traded this season, heading to probably the Clippers. That just makes too much sense in what's been reported. But, like, there's a report today that Keon Ellis is probably going to be heading towards a messy divorce with the team. And I sit there and I say, you know what? That makes sense. But I also heard exactly what Scott Perry has said multiple times on record, saying he loves Keon. He loves what he can bring to the team. So, you know, again, actions speak louder than words. I think they're going to continuously check in with all these different teams around the league to see what options are available before they pull any triggers with any of these trades. But right now, we're in an evaluation period, guys. Nothing will happen until mid-December. Once December 15th to February 5th hits, you can speculate all you want, but nothing's going to happen between now and December 15th.
Divorce can't be that messy when you're getting DMPs. That's like saying we got a messy divorce, but one of the spouses moved out a month ago. No, just sign the papers, man. You guys already.
I think the DMPs, though, a lot have it to do is it's just the log jam they have at the guard position.
Sure.
Like, I think the minute you get rid of, not get rid of, but if you trade DeMar DeRozan, right, and you get a forward position, right, with that, like a John Collins or something like that, I think that opens up minutes not only for Nick Clifford, but Keon Ellis. Like, I just think that it gives you more options coming off the bench and different lineups. Because, again, Keon Ellis has been one of the most impactful players when he plays. The 5 minutes he played the other night was just incredible defense. And what he did with Keegan Murray is fantastic. You know the lineup I really want to see? Like, I really, really, really want to see? I want to see Russell, Keon, Keegan, Precious, and whoever you want to throw out the five. It's Max, Drew, whatever it may be. That's going to be one of the most disgusting defensive lineups that the Kings have. And I want to see how they work together on that team. And then offensively, can they make it work from there? But defensively, if you have those four guys out there, even if you want to put Dennis in for Russ, because he's great defensively as well, like, I'm intrigued to see what all those four guys look together.
You know, and I'll give the flip side to some of the conversations we've had about Keon Ellis and this, you know, new regime and how they feel about him. I will say, it might be more of a minutes roster construction logjam at the position thing, because just our thoughts of knowing how Doug Christie likes to play basketball, and it doesn't make sense that Keon is not playing. Right?
Sure, yeah, like, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It doesn't add up that Doug sees basketball a certain way and Keon would get DMPs. That's why I feel like it lends itself more to maybe some roster politics, or even, hey, we just got too many guys at this position right now to find some minutes for you, and I'm trying to win some games. But that's kind of where I'm leaning. Like, nah, they like him. They want Keon. They gotta work through some things first.
And that's, I think, we'll solve it. The issues they have with Keon Ellis will solve themselves. That's why I don't see them trading them at the trade deadline. I just don't see it. Because until you know what he have in him, which you still don't know because he's not getting the playing time, then I don't understand why you would just continue to get rid of him. Now, do I think that Keon Ellis is a gem and you can never find another player like that in the NBA? No, I think there's a lot of 3-and-D type of players, but what Keon brings and at the price that he would bring it at, I think that's a very valuable asset.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Our man Jake Gaydon joining us live from his home in Connecticut. Jake, what do you think of the fact that this team has won back-to-back games here after that just awful stretch of basketball that lasted 13, 14 awful days? They've gotten a couple wins here in a row.
I think they can win the third straight tonight, guys. Like, truly. Like, not scared of the Suns. And I think what Keegan Murray brings to this team is something that we have completely missed. Like, absolutely completely missed. And I love the effort that they've been playing with lately. And specifically in that last game, like, I think people, and maybe I value him more because I like him as a person, but, like, Malik Monk was phenomenal in that fourth quarter and overtime stretch last game. Like, I don't think the Kings win that game over the Timberwolves if Malik Monk does not play. Not because of his offensive output, but, like, his ability, like, his diving for the ball as a rebound trying to go out of bounds in that overtime period, like, that epitomizes the hustle play that Doug Christie has been talking about for months. Mm-hmm. Like, you need that, and more consistently. And I think Keegan Murray brings that. Malik Monk brings that. I want to see that more consistently. What also I liked about this game is Doug is finally not saying, like, hey, I have to play my starters, the guys that I'm getting paid $40 million in the final 5-8 minutes of the game. Whatever's working, he's sitting out there. And if that's DeMar sitting on the bench, if that's Zach sitting on the bench, whatever it may be, Dennis sitting on the bench, he's going to do it. Because right now, winning is at the highest priority. And I think that change over the past two games has been something that has propelled the Kings to win back-to-back games. I'm not scared of the Suns. I think they can win their third straight tonight. And then you're going to start seeing some Kings basketball that you could be proud of, truly. Like, the past two games is Kings basketball. Blood, sweat, and tears. Physical. Effort on every single play. The one thing I'm still curious about is what their identity is on offense. Still don't think they have that. Defensively, you know, because they played better, they're able to push the ball a little bit better, and that's how unlock the offense of playing fast. But their half-court offense, I don't understand it. It's a lot of ISO ball. So I would like to see them continuously try new things and see what works instead of just playing one-on-one basketball, which they've been doing a lot, where it's either the ball in Zach's hands or in DeMar's hands. I want to see more of, like, you know, flare squeak screens for Keegan, right? Or I want to see, you know, a pick and roll option with Eubanks and Russell Westbrook and see if that opens up anything. But right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they win their third straight tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.